What's happening, everyone? Welcome back to the Secure D episode. My name is Matt and I am Secure D, and Paul is back today. We've stuck to our roughly about a month schedule, which is pretty amazing based on our recent trends of missing months and going about 8 months without a podcast before the last episode. So we're staying on track. Today we talk about what we want to see in 2018, some Air Max stuff, the Nike React, our favorite Air Max that we want to see come back, what some trends are going to be like this year, dad shoes, a whole bunch of stuff. Paul gives me shit again like he always does, but I think he was pretty kind to me this episode, which was nice. So thank you very much for tuning in. If you have any questions or topics that you want us to talk about, please use the hashtag on Twitter, SecureDPodcast. Paul did make fun of me today for never checking that, but I'll make sure if some good ones come through this month, they'll turn up in the next podcast. So once again, thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoy the episode, and until next time. Oh yeah. All right. What's happening, Paulie? How you doing, man?
Yeah, not much.
I think we've got the NBA on in the background, so if we start laughing, it's because Embiid just bodied Westbrook.
Yeah.
So that's going to happen at some point this quarter, I think.
Yeah.
What's news, man? Welcome back from Japan.
Yeah, just came back again.
Super positive about another trip to Japan, it sounds like.
You know what? I don't know if it made the news here, but I got stuck in that snowstorm.
No shit. You got stuck in the airport, right?
Yeah.
How was that? What was the delay like?
The delay was shit, because like I was supposed to fly out, and then they were like, oh no, your plane's still leaving.
Yeah.
Your plane's still leaving. And then they were like, no, it's not going. Your plane's cancelled.
Oh, wow.
We don't know what's going to happen, but your plane's cancelled.
Oh, wow.
And then Air Taipei is like, looking for this person because you got to get on because we're leaving.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, and everyone's like, wait, why are we like not able to leave anymore? But Air Taipei is like zero fucks.
Air Taipei, crash record. Let's go look at that.
I just like the Air Taipei is like, we got a lot of Chinese people. Fuck it. If we lose them, there's no one to go around. Fuck.
Oh, so how long were you stuck there for?
I was there for like 24 hours almost.
Okay. So you got to go pull up in a hotel and just wait for a call?
Or no, you couldn't leave the airport.
You were in the airport for 24 hours?
We were snowed in.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Like, they handed out brand new sleeping bags. I don't know where Japan airport...
They just got a whole room full of sleeping brand bags. New. Everyone get on the floor. You got a sleeping bag. It's fine.
Yeah. I like that you got a choice between Navy,
like
Fragment Navy,
yeah,
and then Vault Green.
Oh my God, give me the Vault Green.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Vault Green, fuck this.
Oh man, that's so funny. So what was the meaning of the trip to Japan? What was that about?
My sister graduated. And we said she could go anywhere in the world that she wanted now that she's graduated university. And she was like, I want to go to Japan. I was like, really? Of all the places in the world you want to go, you want to go to Japan? She's like, yeah. I was like, all right, we'll go to Japan.
Yeah, wow, okay.
And then my uncle like decided he wanted to go, and so him and his wife and his kids came along, and
whoa, big trip.
Yeah, since his son's like, one of his sons is like in year 9.
Okay.
And he's at the age where he
it's gonna be podcast friendly.
Oh no, he's just at the age where he thinks he knows everything.
Okay,
and everything, and he seems to relish the fact that he likes nothing.
It sounds like you, Paul. What are you talking about?
No. I hate things. He doesn't likes hate nothing. Anything. He okay. likes nothing. So like, he's playing games on his phone all day.
Yeah.
Like, so you clearly like games. The guy's, nah, I just do it to be sociable.
Oh.
And like, so you like being sociable? He's like, nah, I just do that because I'm told that's what I should be doing.
Painful. So, I won't ask you about too much of the trip outside of shopping highlights. Anything you pick up this time around? Anything you can tell me you picked up this time around?
I picked up more more Goros, obviously. I went there. I tried once, got in. So I picked up some stuff. Remember how last time I went and there was that Vans Indigo collection?
Yeah.
This time the Vans Indigo collection was entirely on sale. So I got slippers for like $30.
Yeah.
And I think like two trips back, Beams had this Indigo dyed Air Force One.
Yeah.
Like the Azomi or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I applied for I went for the raffle with my wife, and I didn't win it. And then this trip, it's sitting on the shelf.
Oh, wow.
Discounted.
Okay, so like, yeah, so how the fuck does that work?
I don't know how that works. I'm told like Beams does that. They like sell it.
Half raffle, half not raffle.
Well, no, they just said that, yeah, they sell half of it raffle, and then they've got some stash behind that they...
Slowly
trickle out for like their regular customers to come in and be like, oh, I really like that shoe.
What a pain in the ass. Okay. Yeah. That's such a weird way to manage a release.
I know.
You need to just get your money and get out. Otherwise, it's going to get on sale.
Or backdoor everybody. Just like...
Yeah, well, I'm surprised. I was thinking they had a stash backdoor that didn't get sold. And that's exactly what I was thinking.
They're like polite backdooring. They're just like, we're going to keep these. And if you come tomorrow,
we're going to rub them in your face. They're going to be on the shelf. Now, I saw a crazy photo from you that you sent me where you were in a line that looked like it fucking went forever for the Levi's Jordan 4. How'd that go?
Yeah, so I was over there.
You're sitting there in a Levi's jacket and no Jordan.
And so Jordan.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck, you know what? I'm in Japan. And that list online said that it was getting released everywhere in Japan. Yeah. It got released at one store that I could tell. Which was Levi's Harajuku.
Yeah.
And Levi's, they said all the information was on the Levi's Facebook page.
Sure.
But unfortunately,
oh, no.
if your Facebook says you're from Australia, you don't get directed to Levi's Japan. You get directed to Levi's Australia. So you got to do some weird thing where you got to like log off and then try to like sneakily log off. And then I had to Google Translate. And basically it was just like, it's a lottery. Come between 7:30 and 8:30, get a ticket.
Yeah.
Online, everyone was like, oh, you know, fuck the Levi shoe. So,
whoa, okay. You know, I thought it looked dope, but anyway.
Yeah, I thought it looked dope, but like the love for it wasn't...
Did you see the additional colorways? The black and the white? Yeah. Holy shit, they're good.
Yeah.
The black is
I want to get the white one and just dye it indigo blue and just like, fuck it. I got it anyway.
I saw Jason doing fucking pink dye at the moment. That looks sick. The poster just went, the picture just went up.
I just got to find some white Converse to go.
I'm sure we can find that.
He's leaving it activated at the moment so I can get it dyed.
Sick.
But yeah, so I go out at like 7:30 in the morning thinking, you know, the line's going to be what, maybe 100 deep or something like that.
Yeah.
Just something small.
Yeah, yeah.
I get out there and the line is already... At that stage, about 1,000 people deep, I think.
Holy shit.
You've been to Japan, right?
Yeah, I've been to Harajuku.
So, you know the Harajuku Jingume crawl, like the crossing thing? So, the Levi's store is opposite the North Face General Standard kind of thing. You know how there's, on one corner, there's a Lacoste and a Condomania?
Yeah, the Condomania,
Who the fuck is the Condomania?
Well, like, apparently people, because it's been, I was there 7 years ago and it's still
always
open.
Been there. And I'm like, who the fuck is buying this stuff?
Yeah, well, a lot of people, Paul, the population is going backwards in Japan. So I think the Condominium is doing super business.
And then they've got like a giant sign of a gun.
Giant that's digger,
Like a gun that's like a vibrator.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because that's what I want.
Oh, you just pull the trigger on that.
Yeah, so it's on that side. So you go, it's going up, and it goes up past, up to Harajuku Station, the JR station.
Yeah.
And then it turns, and it goes over the bridge to Yoyogi Park.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and I was...
Yeah, that's roughly where I saw you, right?
Yeah, I was on the bridge in Yoyogi Park thinking, this is stupid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm last. I can't believe I'm last. And then 10 minutes later... I'm in the middle of the line.
Oh my god.
I'm like, the line keeps going and it goes to the end, it goes to Yoyogi Park end, and then it bends and it goes starts going down again to back towards Harajuku. And this line is like 3 to 4 people wide.
So what's your conservative prediction on how many people were in the line?
I would say there would have about 3 to 5,000 people.
Holy shit. How many shoes?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Because, you know, it's Japan.
Was it a legit raffle? Did you actually get to the end and get a ticket?
I didn't get it. I waited 3 hours. I couldn't even get a ticket.
Oh, my God. What a freaking nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They just, like, gave up. But which is fair enough. Because, like, what? They're going to give 5,000 people tickets.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck it. Like, they just, like, no.
That day I rocked up to the BBC... Was it BBC? The BBC, like, factory sale, sample sale. Yeah. The day I was vomiting blood.
Yeah.
And I pulled number 2 in the line. There was only like 100 people waiting for tickets, but the Yakuza guys were there trying to buy the tickets off people. They were like, yo, you want to sell it? And I'm like, no.
Whereas nowadays, you're like, yeah, I'll sell it. Yeah, BBC, yeah. Fuck it.
I still like my BBC shit. Oh, well, that's hectic.
What's crazy is that, you know, I line up for Goros. I know what a line looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
And a Goro line sometimes goes for about 1 kilometer. This thing was like...
1 kilometer, fuck.
I went in my Google Maps and I did the, you know, the Google Trace.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like where a rough estimate, it was like two, two, two something kilometers.
And people think they got it rough here, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, and it was like 1 degree.
Oh my God. Jesus.
So I'm buying...
Should have put the year nine kid in the line playing his games. You wouldn't have even noticed he was lighting up.
I know. Like, I went and bought like coffee cans and to keep myself warm. And I learned that if, you know, when the coffee can starts to get cold, you just shake it.
Yeah.
And all the warm liquid on the inside, like, diffuses out. And you're like, it's warm again.
It's like the opposite of putting a glow stick in the freezer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, one of the things I wanted to chat to you about today was Air Maxes. Before I get to Air Maxes, actually, did you watch the tennis last night?
Yeah.
Did you see Federer break out the Reacts?
Yeah, I did.
I love Roger Federer. He's like the ultimate company man. Not only does he always put his watch on for the interview, he always scratches his head so he gets his watch in frame.
His watch, that Sky Dweller is like the new stainless steel Sky Dweller with a blue face, and you can't get it. Like,
really?
Yeah, you just can't get it.
Well, I don't know shit about watches, so tell me about this watch.
It's basically like, at the moment, it's the...
The watch to get?
It's one of the hot watches that Rolex have, and you can put your name down for it, you'll never get it.
So what are you looking at cash-wise for that watch?
It's not super expensive, but... 17,000? Yeah.
Okay.
17,000, 18,000.
Probably that's a lot less than I thought, to be fair.
Yeah, because it's a perpetual calendar, so
it'll
constantly just tell you what the date and the day and the thing is.
Mm. What about the, what was the one he had on the night before? It looked like rose gold or something. Like two nights before.
He probably has like a rose gold Daytona or something.
Yeah, okay.
Something random like that.
But he had the Reacts on, so I wanted to bring that up because it's the first time they've been seen in public officially.
I'm surprised he didn't lift his leg up.
My God. I was waiting for him to like put his like foot up near the trophy or something and get a
pretend
shot.
Pretend that he was tying his shoelace so they could zoom in. I'm not sure.
But
it worked. It worked because I looked at it and went, yeah, I want that shoe.
I was there. So this is what I wanted to talk to you about was, first of all, I think it's kind of funny that people are going bonkers about this when last year around like June, July, the React Tech was on the Hyperdunk.
Yeah, nobody gave a shit.
No one gave a shit. But do you remember, I think they dropped Lunalon on the Hyperdunk first too, remember?
Because I
remember Hyperdunk was one of my favorite shoes and I had a murdered out black pair, the navy white black pair and the all white pair, and I was like, these shoes are unbelievable, why aren't people talking about this tech? And then all of a sudden Lunalon blows up later on. I'm pretty sure it was Lunalon.
I think it is Lunalon because I've my glow in the dark ones have Lunalon in it.
It was like 07 or something, whatever. It was a while ago. Anyway, so that made me laugh that people are going like, oh, React, what's this? It's like, it's actually been in the market for like 7 or 8 months. But
in the Hyperdunk, is it really squishy?
I couldn't tell you. I haven't worn them. I don't really follow team player shoes anymore because like there's so many goddamn signature models now. Yeah. Like it's impossible to follow the regular models unless you're looking for a budget shoe. But I got some stats here which I thought was interesting. So 11% softer, 10% bouncier, 5% lighter. And what I wanted to talk to you about was whether or not you think people give a shit, because if you remember, when the Boost came out, it hit sale tables and then Yeezy wore it. And then all of a sudden, the Boost was the biggest shoe in the market. Now, there's one thing that Nike do better than anyone, and that's like promo product and promote product. And based on the fact that I've seen Super Bowl campaign graphics for this, there's the animated foam videos.
Look,
there's the tech creation videos. They've put so much money into this. I think it'll be massive.
I think it'll be massive. But at the end of the day, all they need to do is give it out to those YouTube influencers.
Yeah.
And if one of, like, if they say that this thing is more squishy, more comfortable than the Ultra Boost, it's dead.
It's over, right?
It's over.
It kills the Boost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too, because one, it looks dope. Like, to be fair, I wasn't sold on it because of that heel bumper, because you know how it extends past the heel a lot.
Yeah.
I understand why they do that from a structural running standpoint, but I look at the silhouette.
Who runs in that shoe? No one's going to run in that
shoe. People will run in this shoe. They should run in this shoe based on what I've read about it. I can't wait to try one on.
That's bullshit, because Roger Federer then should have played the final in it.
No, you can't play on hard court in those shoes, Paul. Where's the lateral
it's
support?
Roger Federer. Who
no,
gives
it's not.
Shit?
There's no lateral support. It's
Roger
going,
Federer.
Yeah, but you don't
he
want
to play barefoot.
We don't need another person to quit with injury in the Australian Open this year, Paul. Okay, we had plenty. We didn't need any more.
Roger Federer is fine. He's
but
fine.
Yeah, I just thought, I think that it's going to be one of the shoes of the year. I think like everyone was excited about the 270, but I think this will bury the 270. Because if you remember how they launched Shox, how they launched Freeze, how they launched 360s, how they launched VaporMax, I think they'll do this right. It should be pretty massive.
Oh, the Nike Air Shox. The AKA.
It's back.
Break your ankle shoe.
Yeah, the boings, as the junkies used to call them. Have you got the boings? It's like, please don't. But anyway, I think this shoe perfectly hits on what the Boost was doing. Aesthetically, let's be fair, not too dissimilar.
Yeah.
To be fair, it has the fly knit upper, but I think it's dope. I'm interested to see if they do any collabs or any colorways.
Should
have
went all in and put a cage on the fucker.
Presto cage. Put the Presto cage on it.
Yeah, we did it first, man. Fuck you. We did it first.
But yeah, you agree? You reckon it'll be massive?
Yeah, I think it will.
Yeah.
Unless it's not as comfortable as the Boost.
It has to be. It has to be. Nike wouldn't be doing this promo if it wasn't, I don't think.
Well, they tried with the
VaporMax.
Yeah, with the VaporMax.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
But I think Air Max is a different thing. I think people, like this kind of sole at the moment, I think, you know, the lads and shit are about 360s.
What do you think of that Japan 97 upper with the VaporMax Volt bottom?
What do you think of the Air Max 95 with the VaporMax? I don't like... Well, I've never liked hybrids. You remember what I said to someone I shouldn't have about hybrids?
Yeah.
Yes, that was a very bad career decision on my behalf. But nonetheless, I don't like hybrids. I never have.
You technically work for Nike now, so fuck them.
No, I don't, Bold. But... Yeah, look, I think it'll be huge. I think, I want to see if they do collabs. I want to see what the additional colorways look like. And I really want a pair and I want to run in them. I want to see what they're like because I still run in like Pegasus. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Wait, the OG Pegasus?
Nah, shit, no, I'm not an idiot. Like, I get updated ones. That or the Vomeros, like the way that I go, I stick to pretty traditional running shoes. But I think they're going to be sick.
I saw a guy in the city running in Cortez's the other day.
Well, that guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that guy's doing. But I think, for me, it's going to be an interesting one. I really want to see what the distribution's like. Like, I don't know. I genuinely don't know where it's going. Like, I don't know if it's going to boutiques. I don't know if it's going to Foot Locker. Don't tell me because you might know. But like,
assume it's just going to go to like...
It's got to go to boutiques. If they're selling the fucking Monarch now, like it has to go to boutique at some level. And then it might have to go to Foot. It probably goes to Foot Locker, let's be honest.
I thought it would just go straight to Foot Locker and JD.
No doubt, Foot Locker, JD's. But I'm thinking with the way that they play it and the promo... They probably go a couple boutiques too.
Because you remember the Free Run 2? Everyone was talking about how hot that shoe was.
And that shoe sold units, Paul. But I'll tell you, the first version all came back because the mesh in the back ripped out.
The blue one.
The
aqua blue one. Mm. I still have that shoe.
Yeah, a lot of them tore out. But Freeze, nonetheless. But
the one that's on the cover of Sneaker Freaker?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I can't remember that. They're all stacked over there somewhere. But anyway, when the Freeze came out, I always have this thing, you never trust the first of anything when it comes to shoes because, you know, first 360s had air unit issues. The first Freeze ripped out the back. But we'll see how this goes. They have tried this tech already. It's Flyknit, updated Flyknit upper. While we're talking about Flyknit, can I just ask you quickly? It's not on my list, but I want to ask you, what did you think of the Jordan 3 Flyknit?
No, I hate it.
Really? I think it's better than the Jordan 1.
Oh, yeah, it is, but I still hate it.
Yeah,
I hate all the Flyknits. I don't want to agree to any of it because then they're going to go, hey, you know what? Flyknit 4,
yeah.
Flyknit 5.
Well, leading into that, I wasn't going to do this today, but I want to because I know what you think of it. What do you think of the Tinker Jordan 3?
I hate that fucking shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? It's not even a swoosh. Like the
Nike on the lateral?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Nike on the lateral doesn't make sense, but it was only ever a concept sketch, so I get it. But
and it's the whole font.
But it kind of went... Well, the font is of its time, but I think the problem is it goes against what Jordan Brand stood for on the Jordan, where it's like you take the swoosh off it in the Jordan 2, putting the 3, like the swoosh on it for the Jordan 3 doesn't really make sense. But
and it's lazy. It's just lazy. Like, that shoe is lazy. I think re-releasing the white cement with the clear bottom with the light.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just lazy. It's like...
Well, they've got it. You see, we've talked about this before. I don't know if we've talked about it on the podcast, but it's like, how do you make people buy Jordans still? Because every kid who wants cements has them. Every kid who wants true blues has them. Anyone who wants fire reds has them. How do you make people buy Jordan 3 again?
Easy. You release the black cement 3 and Foot Locker Australia sends out a tweet that says,
yeah,
we're going to be releasing it everywhere.
Yeah.
I believe that. Like, it'll probably be like 10 pairs.
Yeah. But I think inevitably you have to try something different. I still like it more than the white version of the Jordan 1 Virgil shoe. I think that thing's ugly as sin, but I get it. I think it's cool, but for me, if you're going to release that, like, it's got to be super stupid limited. Like, it's about press and story rather than selling units for me. Like, I'd say I wouldn't make more than five.
Super limited?
Is it? I don't know. I didn't read into it. I just saw it and I was like, next. Cause like, I like the Air Flight 89 and to me, it reminds me of the Air Flight 89 a little bit, but like,
I thought that the shoe that's coming out is the original design that he wanted to make.
Yeah, well, it's just the concept sketch, yeah. It'll bang out.
Oh, are you going to get the Off-White Converse?
Maybe. We'll see.
Mine's in the mail next week, apparently.
Okay, can you tell me how off podcast, please? Far out, Paul. Yeah, well, that thing doesn't... It's not out, so that's interesting.
But doesn't it come out this Saturday?
Nope.
Not here, but overseas?
Oh, maybe overseas. Definitely not here.
Yeah, yeah, because mine's mail.
So, moving on... We'll talk about this later. Moving
I don't even on. Know if I like it. It's see-through. I was just like, it was offered. I was like, yeah, I'll take it.
I saw LeBron posted a picture of a pair the other day.
Yeah, yeah, but he was wearing like flamboyant socks.
I was like, get it, LeBron. Thank you for the cost promotion, the cross promotion, sir. I appreciate it greatly.
But it's Converse. It's owned by Nike, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's allowed.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I was giving, get around LeBron.
Does somebody, do you think one of his minders are just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, maybe, but who cares? You know, if you want to bring out some LeBron chucks, I'm all for that.
What do you think of the All-Star?
I love it. But I want
to televise the picking.
Yeah, so apparently they talked about it. They're going to televise it next year is the talk. But I think people didn't want to get, like, they thought people would get butthurt about being picked last. And apparently Westbrook thought he was picked last.
Yeah.
And got super butthurt and messaged LeBron. Yeah. I think that's hilarious. But it's like, dude, it was just in alphabetical order.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, I think you got to telecast it. Or I would, if you're going to go full street ball, line them up on the court before the game and pick them that way. Now, obviously, that messes up the jersey sale, so you can't do that because they've got to produce the
jerseys.
I think
you can't do it because you can't do the reserve. Don't they just pick reserves on their own? Who pick?
How no,
do they
the pick? Coaches and basically the player. The coaches pick the reserves.
Because, yeah, I think I saw the press thing and Westbrook was like, why was I picked last? And then they were like, oh, it's alphabetical order. And he's like, I knew it.
Yeah, he just, come on, Westy. He didn't think about it too much.
But yeah, everybody knows Kevin Love got picked last.
Everybody knows Kevin Love got picked last. And even Kevin Love joked about it. I thought that was hilarious.
And Kevin Love's getting shit in his own team.
Yeah,
how terrible
was
that?
I know. I think for me, I wouldn't have had Klay Thompson there. I would have had PG all day. I think Lou Williams got snubbed hard too, because Lou Williams would never have a season like he's having this year. And he's absolutely killing it for the Clippers. So
your problem with Lou Williams is? His name is Lou Williams.
Yeah, but he's... Oh, I like Sweet Lou. He's good. But yeah, look, he'll never, ever, ever have a season like
whenever
this.
Whenever I hear Lou Williams, I think it's the old guy.
Yeah. Like, what's up, Lou? Well, one of the things I did want to talk to you today was, like, obviously there's a lot of Air Max buzz at the moment with the 270. And then obviously there's all the 97s that are out. 95s are back. I'm seeing 95s in JD Sports.
So I've been in Japan for a week and a bit, and I'm out of the loop. What's the 270?
It's the new air unit. It's like a new, it's, I think it might be, I don't know if this is true or not. I'm assuming they release it for around Air Max Day, so it's like the new Air Max. I'll bring up a picture on my phone while I'm talking to you. But yeah, I think it's cool. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you about what, thank you as you blow your nose into the microphone. So what Air Max do you want to come back in 2018?
Warhawks? No.
No, no one wants Warhawks, Paul.
Well, actually, everybody wants Warhawks because nobody was around when they got released and remembered that they sucked.
I can't wait for you to see this picture because you're going to hate this shoe.
You know what? I want the Biotechs. Biotech ones.
It's on my list. I made a list because I come to these things with notes and you don't. That's the 270.
That thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so number one on your list, Biotech.
Oh, look.
95 or 1B?
1B.
Yeah, I had 95. But the 1B is a classic.
Yeah. Either or, yeah. Really. I guess any of the padders, I guess, if we're like the padded cherry woods, or whatever the heck it is.
All right, I'll go. Yeah. We'll just go 1-1. Yeah. Bacon 90 for me, because I never got a pair. And if I get a pair today, they'll fall apart. So I want a pair that I can wear because it's one of my favorite 90s of all time.
I can't look at the Bacon 90 because of that video that someone made, you know, with the dude. Do you remember the video with the guy was like, talking about limited shoes they made in Melbourne?
And he
looked like he lived in his mum's basement.
Yeah. All right. What's next? Yeah. What's up next?
I want the padded purple denim things. I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Because I know the green ones are called chlorophylls, but I don't know what the purple ones are called.
No, I don't know either. For me, I just want the Air Stab to come back. The Stab is one of my favorite shoes ever. There was all... So, interesting story, and I didn't bring this up. I didn't make notes about this, but I just remembered it. My custom Rogue Air Stabs were featured in the, what's the giant newspaper in London? The Times?
Yeah.
Yeah, they, so they had a picture about a cause, like a link between the air stab and street violence in the UK. And there was this story going around that part of the reason the air stab was getting dropped was because of the name stab, and like it was going to stop coming out. And I, who knows how true that is. It could have just been coming out and stopping production anyway. And the story just sort of was around at about the right time. But they used a picture of my bloody custom in the newspaper. It's like some genius at the newspaper just typed in air stab and just picked a picture they liked, and it was my custom. So I was like, holy shit, I'm on like page 7 of the Times in London.
But what, do you want the actual air stab model to come back? Yes. Or do you want that purple and teal?
No, no, no. So I want the air stab to come back because they shit on that shoe with a lot of really bad colorways. The ones, the polka dot pack, gross. The alphabet pack, gross. Like the purple and yellow pack, gross. The Foot Patrol was amazing. The Foot Patrol, yeah. I've got two pairs, one of my favorite shoes ever. The Escape, amazing, with the black speckled midsole and the like brown upper, amazing. Sounds yuck, but it's amazing. Isn't the shoe got buried.
Isn't the 180 coming out soon again?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel sorry for that shoe. They just keep bringing it out.
Ultramarine's coming out again. It's like the MX. It's like
Do you remember they were like at the outlets and nobody was buying them?
Yeah, they were at Smith Street for years. Yeah. Like
and,
on and off.
And it's because basically, the moment you put your foot in it, you've dirtied that shoe.
That's the problem. It's white suede or nubuck. It's just buried. If you made a leather version, I'd get involved.
Yeah. Every time I look at that shoe, I go, I really like that colorway. And then I touch the shoe and I'm like, I'm going to make this dirty.
Yeah. I've got the Clerks 90 on there. I still rock my pair regularly. It's one of my favorite 90s. I think they're great. Remember the pink laces, the tonal pink and navy blues? I think they're good. Yeah. While we're on the 90 thing, I also want my Silver Surfers back because I got them from the factory for a steal and they're epic.
Mine are dead.
Yeah, mine are in the bin. They're long gone. Like I threw them out years ago. They were falling apart. And then the other night, the last 90 is the Safari 90, but the navy one, the dark one.
Yeah.
Such a nice shoe. Mine's still amazing to wear, but the midsole's separating now. So
I've got the Safari one in that mint and white colorway that you hate so much.
Yeah, I hate that
thing. I love that shoe.
anything else? I got my up tempos back, so I can't put that on the list, but
you know what? I wouldn't mind them releasing the duck camo, you know.
Oh yeah. Again. MX
90 again.
Yeah.
I got a pair, but.
And a vape pair I heard.
And a vape pair. But I wanted to release so that all the dudes who got them on eBay or whatever.
For like 1800 bucks.
1800, just like eat shit and die.
Just put a different color lace in it. It's a new shoe.
Look, it's the same shoe.
The 96 OG is another one I want back. I love the 96. I think it looks sick. The lads will lose their shit on that shoe too, I think, because it's pretty much in line with the TN aesthetic.
You know the Sean Wetherspoon shoe?
Yeah.
Why did he change the outsole?
Yeah, I don't know.
It added nothing to that shoe.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I see that shoe and I'm just confused by it. I'm not exactly sure what they were trying to get after.
Yeah.
I don't know. The last one for me, I think, is the ultimate Air Max shoe that would be hilarious, but it would never come out. And it's the Kanye 180 sample.
Oh, yeah. Actually, no, there are shoes. I would like to see the Kid Robots back.
Oh, I said last. It's second on my list. I just missed it. Yeah. So I'll tell you a story about this, and I don't know if I've ever told anyone this story, and I hope it doesn't mess up a project I'm trying to do with Kid Robot at the moment. But I got pretty low. I got pretty close to executing a Jordan Brand collab with Kid Robot. So as the story goes, I had a good relationship with Jordan Brand at the time. Obviously, I had a sort of collab in the that didn't come out, but Dwayne Wade wore it in a game, so I'm still calling it a collab. And then I was doing toys.
Did they not release that orange colorway at all?
No, the one that came out was different. Yeah. Yeah. It was different. Anyway, that shoe never came out. The one with the kangaroo on the inside. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. It was
No, I mean, I love that model. That shoe, whatever.
No, the 2011 sick. It's one of my it's a fucking awesome shoe.
It's because the 2010 was so terrible with that fucking window.
Anyway, my Kid Robot story. So I was working with Kid Robot and the Kid Robot mascot, if you follow Kid Robot, is one of my favorite toy designs ever. It's the toy that got me into Urban Vinyl Toys, and he's wearing sneakers.
Yeah.
The character. Yeah. So I pitched. So I was working on a collab with Kid Robot, and I pitched them the idea of bringing a sneaker in because of the Air Max 1, it was the 10th anniversary. So I was like, why don't we do a Jordan or an Air Max 1? No, it was not with Jordan Brand. It was with Nike. And I was like, let's put an Air Max 1 on the Kid Robot mascot. I'll do a collab with that, and then we'll actually release the shoe that's on the mascot. And it got very high up. I heard it got very, very, very high up. But Kid Robot went through some financial troubles. And
oh, is this when they sold to Toys R Us?
No, they sold to NECA. Toys R Us is bankrupt too this week, by the way. Yeah. But no, they sold to NECA, the Japanese toy manufacturing company, which is how they've got all this licensed toys again. But anyway, got very close. So yes, I would love to see that shoe come out, because everyone says, oh, Matt, you work with Kid Robot, or you've done toys with Kid Robot. I'm like, yeah, I still don't have that shoe. This shoe's goddamn expensive. I can't afford to buy it.
But I like the black version more than the pink
version. I like
the
black version more too, because I traditionally like pink, but I like the black version more. Yeah. And my Kid Robot toy, the limited version, is pink, so I would like it. But yeah, we got real close. Like, it was going to be a SecureD Kid Robot Air Max 1. I don't think I ever told you that story.
No.
So, I'd still love to, like, we're talking at the moment about something, and I'd love to do a three-way collab again, but it's so hard to get the third part off the ground.
Yeah.
It's just way too hard, but maybe a toy this year. We'll see how we go. Yeah. So that's the end of my list. It's funny. It was second on my list and I didn't mention it. So
yeah. There's so many old, like, colorways that you kind of...
I think people have forgotten, too, how sick some of the OG colorways, just the regular colorways, are in Air Max. It's like the Grape Air Max 95, amazing. The Lime Air Max 90,
yeah,
amazing. People just don't care because it's not limited.
I thought the Spruces were going to get re-released and they never came out.
Did you pick up the Stash Spiriton?
Yeah.
They're so dope. I think that he killed that. That collab is bang on. I would have liked a speckled midsole, but that would be my only thing.
It's the only Spiriton I own.
Yeah, it would be the only Spiriton. I think you might have mentioned it last time here, actually. But yeah, I love that shoe. I think it's awesome. Because I look at his 95 and I love his 95. But do you remember when his 95 came out and almost identical GR version came out, like, a month later?
Yeah.
I was like, what are you guys doing? Like, that, it literally was bang on. Like, all you had to do was...
Wasn't that one of the things that pissed him off to make him stop? Like that, and then they released the Air Force One in the black nozzle thing that he had nothing to do with.
Yeah, I think that. And then, well, wasn't that like a Mercer Street option or something to do? I think there was something there, because Kors got shitty about them doing the X's in the IDs as well. Remember, you could buy the...
Oh, no. The X's was a Mercer Street thing where they allowed baseball stitching.
Yeah.
And then, some guy did like a reverse Kors, and Kors got sad about it, which is kind of stupid when you spent your life... Reappropriating
other people's work, and selling prints for like 20 grand now. So chill out, buddy. You're good. You're good.
Yeah.
Just paint one painting, sell a print, and you'd buy a house.
Put two X's on a t-shirt pocket.
and you get a Uniqlo deal.
Yeah.
I think people have forgotten just how dope GRs are, because I think I used to walk into Foot Locker back in the day, and there'd just be so much great blow nose, so much great GR stuff on the wall. But now I think people just lean towards, like, if the power wall was to come out again, that would destroy. You take over an entire wall with like 15 collabs at once.
I think I've got a Foot Locker GR that was like an infrared-ish color, like the infrared 90 kind of colorway, but it had denim and like premium leather, and like nobody bought it.
Yeah. It's because it didn't have a name on it. Put a name on it.
Yeah.
Would have crushed.
And those Concord 90s that, like, Nike lives off the colorway and nobody seems to.
Just, I just want a white 90 with a black lining and a black outsole and a black air unit accentuation, like that panel on the air unit.
Yeah.
Because I can do like 1,000 customs on that thing.
I've got the Brazilian football...
Oh,
Association 90 that has CBF in the back, and they just might can't be fucks.
Something else I wanted to mention today was, well, I'll ask you before I go a rant on it, because I need a minute, but do you like Louis Vuitton Supreme Customs, Paul? There's only one correct answer to this.
You know what? When they
Paul,
first...
please.
That's great. Well, we talk about like them taking the material, and
I was about to give that a half pass
because there's that dude that gets like the material and he makes
this. Well, the sneaker laundry guys in Melbourne are doing that at the moment, right? So they're doing made out of like bag, like some bag or something. They released 20 odd pairs or something.
Yeah, but that one just reminds me of those really bad versions in the. Like the Dapper Dan type. ones from the 90s.
Do you remember how collectible? You get a Gucci Air Force One now?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. I saw a sample of that the other day somewhere, and I was just like, oh, that brings back memories. Remember the Gucci New Balance 574?
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, look, so I need to go on about this.
I think it's more like, if it's done well, I don't mind it. If you went out and you, like, paint, like, the symbols on it, it's kind of...
So I hate it, Paul. I friggin' hate it. I hate it so much. I hate it more than anything else that's happening in customs at the moment, because...
Are they still doing it?
Everywhere, Paul. I'm seeing Monarchs. Everything's done with Louis print. And I hate it because you're just prostituting yourself for someone else's logo. I can't stand it. And it's got to the point now where it's like people, are exclusively painting these like Louis V Supreme things. One, you know, I don't fuck with Supreme. So I don't own a piece of Supreme. I don't own a piece of Louis Vuitton, mainly because it's out of my bracket. But I don't own it, right? I don't like Supreme. And I don't like any of these customs. They're weak, they're lazy, and they look cheap to me. I hate them.
I own a pair of them.
What?
I own a pair of the Air Force Ones. The
Supreme.
Bespoke IND when they first made the Air Max 90.
Yeah.
Supreme, and then they made me a custom Air Force One one.
So I was going to say, I give a bit of a hard pass to people who do recons and use the material, because I think that's different. It's more the painting it that I despise.
Yeah, no, I don't like any of the painting ones.
I hate the painting ones. And, like, some people are doing it really sharp and clean. And I'm like, you know what? I artistically give you a little, like, I'll give you a half prop.
Sir, I have a BAPE Air Max 90.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say who painted it, but come on.
This guy has been a BAPE fan for, like, 15 years, Paul.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? Shit. There's a lot of difference. Ow. There's a lot of difference. Because I painted that because of my love of BAPE.
The guy who painted the thing might love Louis Vuitton.
He loves the $50 he charged to do it, because that's what it looks like it's worth. People are charging dumb money for these things too. And I'm like, shit, I need to up my prices, because I didn't know I could charge $700 to airbrush something for 10 minutes.
I don't really think you can really argue this one, because it's kind of like, I don't know. You've painted BAPE stuff on
shoes. I've done like 6 BAPE shoes in 12 years.
Same.
It's not the same.
Same.
It's not same. Did I do it because it was a trend? Did I do it because BAPE was on? BAPE was off when I made those shoes.
Yeah.
BAPE was not on 3 years ago.
Yeah. BAPE's not... What is
BAPE? BAPE's on now. Hard.
Yeah, BAPE's on Chinese mainlanders, but not BAPE's not.
BAPE was the number one brand at SneakerCon Melbourne, by far. More than Nike, more than Adidas.
SneakerCon Melbourne?
Yeah.
No, yes. Supreme LV was the biggest thing here.
I'm telling you, it was BAPE. I was there the entire day. BAPE was the number one.
Like, people wearing it?
Yes.
But what people were trying to sell was just the LV Supreme.
Yeah, but that's the thing, right? That's all these products stand for now, is buying and selling. I just hate these customs. I think they're weak. I think they're lazy. They don't stand for anything artistically. No one's doing like a really... Like, no one's doing an interesting take on it. It's just a bitched out Louis Vuitton colorway version. It's not integrated into another theme. It's not spun towards something different. It's just a replication of 2 or 3 Louis colorways. That's it. It's brown on brown, black on gray, or white on multi. That's it.
Oh, you're not even talking about the Louis Supreme thing. You're just talking about straight Louis.
I hate Louis, and I hate Louis Supreme more.
See, I have a pair of... I have a few pair of Louis Vuitton shoes, but that's because one I just bought because it looked like it was one of the first ones that got released for a while. It looked like a Stan Smith, and it looked like Louis Vuitton vomited on it. It was like brown and gold. So yeah, bought that. And then I got drunk in Singapore and ended up buying the Fragment Louis Chucks.
Wait, were you in Singapore when that launched? Because I was in Singapore when that launched. Oh wait, did you say, what did you say, Chucks?
No. It looks like a Chuck Lowe.
Yeah, a
tattoo sneaker or whatever.
Yeah. No, I think like, and people are probably going to go through my archive and like call me a hypocrite and stuff. And that's fair enough. But I've been doing this for 12 years. So shut up. I've done about 700 pairs of shoes.
No, but then isn't that the argument where everyone says like, it's not fair that just because you've been here longer doesn't mean it's not like.
Well, I'm allowed to have an opinion and it's my podcast. So I couldn't care less. And to be fair, I think when I reappropriate stuff, I try and integrate it into an original way, right? Like with the BAPE print that you did, it's a BAPE duck camo replication. So it's not duck camo, it's not Bape, it's both. Yes, is a Batman Louis Vuitton Supreme shoe good? No, it'd probably be way worse. But I just hate seeing people churning these things out. And I've got friends that are making them too. Like, I've got friends, I know people that are painting these things, but I don't get the appeal. Like, I just don't understand why anyone would want it. Because to me, if you want a Louis shoe, go get a motherfucking Louis shoe. Like, or pay for someone to replicate and reconstruct one. Don't get a broke painted pair. It looks ridiculous.
Well, I haven't seen any of the painted pair. I just thought everyone was just replicating by cutting out the materials. And
there's a few people doing that, to be fair. Yeah. I think, you know, Shoe Surgeon does it. Chase is doing it with the sneaker laundry.
Yeah.
Damo's done them. Like, you know, and it's fine. You get a bit of a pass, but I just don't like it. It's a trend that I can't stand.
I didn't know if it was a trend. I just thought it was...
It's a massive trend in customs at the moment. I reckon 30 to 40% of the customs I see on Instagram at the moment are Louis. It's that, like, prevalent.
And how much are they charging?
Well, I don't ask, but I'm assuming... The problem with the customs are funny. There's people that I don't think are famous that are shit. Like, I think they're shit. I'm like, your craftsmanship's terrible. You're painting the midsole. You have no idea what you're doing. They sell them for like $700. I'm like, oh my God. Mind you know that... Did you see the dunk that came out, the custom, where it looked like it was cartooned? Like, it was all white. Yeah, you know how much he charged for those?
No.
$700. He painted the outsole, Paul.
No.
The fucking second you wear that shoe, it's ruined.
The one that looks like cell shading? Do you know how... I learned how he did that. I thought it was a black shoe that he painted the white bits
in. It's white, and you just do the black lines. It takes 2 or 3 hours.
No, it doesn't. You know how I've seen him do it, a video online. He uses a marker.
Oh my God. So it will never last. This is what kills me.
He's doing a marker.
I'll spend 20 hours on a pair of shoes and charge $500 to $700. This guy does it in a marker. And this is the thing. It's all about marketing. And that is a great idea. It's not an original idea because Roy Lichtenstein did his Puma collab and it was pop art inspired and it wasn't too different. It had the bold black lines around the form stripe. So everyone's like, oh, it's the greatest thing ever. It's not original. This guy does it on a bunch of stuff. His fire hydrant looked cool. I'll give him that. But... like, this is the thing. Like, so you got people who are charging $700 that I think are shit. And then I see people that I think are good and they're charging like $70. I don't understand. Like,
but if it's $700, a Louis Vuitton shoe only costs $800.
I know.
Just buy the fucking shoe.
I know. But yeah, so that was $700. There's guys who charge dumb money. I charge about $500 to $700 for a pair of customs, depending on time and effort. Like, if I'm painting that muscle print I do, that thing takes forever because I use a brush.
Yeah.
But if it's something simple, then obviously it comes way down.
You know what? I only realized today, looking at the Homer dunny, that it looks like Homer's face has been ripped off and it's the muscles on the inside.
Yeah, that's why it's pink on that one. Yeah.
Never noticed it before.
Yeah, no, because usually it's not skin tone or like a character's skin tone, so it's not as obvious. The original concept was that they were face plates for robots and they were all robot characters and they all had these face plates that were on them. And that's why it's, you know, I do tons of detail on the front and not a lot on the back. But, and to be fair, no one ever looks at the back of a toy when it's on a shelf. Yeah. But wrapping up trends I can't stand at the moment because we try and keep these things to 40 minutes odd is... the last thing I wanted to mention today and see what your opinion on is dad shoes. So we mentioned the Monarch earlier, but Balenciaga's killing it.
Yeah.
Versace's doing the 2 Chainz shoe.
No, that shoe is...
That is one of the worst... I've got to tell you, the outsole...
It's
not Balenciaga,
it's Versace.
Versace, yeah, I know. I'd say, and then Versace's doing the 2 Chainz shoe. I think the outsole looks sick.
Yeah, the outsole
looks
sick.
And then I saw the upper, I was like, no! It's like seeing a good trailer for a movie and then fucking watching the movie.
It's because he held it up with outsole and you're like...
Oh, fire! It's a fire alert. Someone call the fire brigade. And then I see the shoe and I'm like, it's been put out. The fire's been put out.
And plus the first version he like used was like Jamaican colorway.
Yeah.
It's like...
Not okay. And like the Balenciaga thing, for the first time ever, I saw it on feet about 2 weeks ago. That thing is fucking hideous on feet.
The SS or
whatever it is. It is fucking appalling. That thing is so ugly.
I don't understand how they have... two hot shoes. One is a giant clunky shoe, dead shoe, and then the other one looks like a ninja boot.
Yeah, I just don't get it. Like, and I don't mind the ninja boot so much, but yeah, this dad shoe thing, like, and then, Nike tongue-in-cheek in Australia go and put the Monarch in all the boutiques, like, up there and stuff. I think that's kind of funny. Like, I don't have a problem with that. When I worked at, like, back in the day, that was a Smith Street staple. It's a walking shoe for dads. Like, that was who you used to sell it to. So that's funny. And, like, you read these fashion trend things on, like, Vogue and stuff who talk about high-end sneakers, and they're like, the number one shoe trend of 2018 is dad shoes. I'm like, please God, please don't let it. But don't let it be, because I hate it. Yeah, and that, but that was kind of nice though, right? Like, granted, the material choice was nice. Was that made in England?
I don't remember. But I remember it was like, I think it was the first time they used suede on the shoes.
Like, so look, I mean, what do you think? Are you down with these dad shoes? I can't stand them.
Well, I'm a dad, so.
Yeah, but still, it doesn't mean you're gonna rock a Balenciaga. No, monstrosity.
I'd probably wear that 990. I have a pair of those, but yeah. I don't mind that Kanye West water rat or desert rat or something shoe.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's just Kanye West or.
Yeah. Like, you sit there in like a custom Levi's Yeezy jacket. But I think for me, I'm a little bit hypocritical again in the sense that I like offensive basketball shoes, like 90s basketball, offensive, like CB34s. And like, I like ridiculous looking basketball shoes.
Yeah, but if you took the CB34 and you made it a low top, it's a dad shoe.
Probably, well, that was going to be my exact point, is they're clunky, but I just don't understand like the fashion for fashion sense and like how this became popular. I guess it's the complete anti of what the Ultra Boost is. Like, it's that athletic, sleek, modern tech, and then you go the clunky dad shoe. It's like the polar opposite, right? It's like the villain to the hero. But I just think they look shitty. And it's less ironic if you're making it to look that way. Yeah. Like, if you're wearing a shoe like the Monarch, it can be ironic. Yeah. But like, this isn't ironic, and then it's moronic if you're spending $900 on them.
But do you also think it's odd that people wear basketball shoes as fashion?
I don't, because I've done it my whole life. I've played basketball my whole life.
I'm not talking about like if you're into like the 90s, like.
Yeah, but I think that's also like, this is a completely separate topic, but I think that's how you succeed in modern day basketball, because what was so great about Jordans was that people would wear Jordans off the court, and that's how you really succeed from a selling perspective, is you need to supersede the court. And I think that's where LeBron started to fail around the LeBron 9, is like, they became super court orientated. Like, the LeBron 11 looked like a Transformer shoe. You couldn't wear it off court. And the same with the 12. And then you look at the knit one now, and I'm like, I'm seeing people everywhere wearing that on the street. Yeah, and you guarantee that shoe's belting it compared to the previous LeBrons, because they've brought the fashion edge back to it. Kyrie's the same. I see people wearing Kyrie's on the street. I think any basketball shoe you can wear on the street is where you really win with basketball.
I don't think you should be wearing up-tempos as a fashion
shoe. Air more up-tempos? Yeah. Well, you know, it's my top five shoe of all time, so I'll wear that forever. Except for the Supreme one. I don't have those.
Oh, what about the NYC? I saw a couple.
I'm not having the CHI ones either. I think that's a monstrosity. So the dad shoe thing, I hope dies. I've been trying to think of, like, to finish this off, I've been trying to think of what a fashion or a sneaker trend I want back this year to try and like take over that. Like, what would be a good way for 2018? Like, you know, we always do a end of year.
You know, tight pants are out now. Being super baggies back in.
Oh, when my girlfriend hears you say that, she's gonna die. Because I was going on about baggy pants. She's like, nah, shutting it down. I'm baggy pants are back.
Baggy pants are back.
Oh, skater baggy jeans.
Yeah.
Japan, I know. I'm seeing them everywhere.
Japan is like super big in the baggy pant thing.
Yeah. I know. It cracks me up. I've seen high-end fashion pulling it off too.
Yeah.
And some of those like high-end niche streetwear labels over in like Paris and stuff.
I tried to buy
stuff.
A pair of Capital pants when I was in Japan, and the pants were like so baggy to the point, they look like ninja pants. But
But it's like man flares.
Yeah, but then they came out, but then they pillowed back in and they were tight at the bottom.
Okay, so like elastic base, but wide.
They weren't elastic, but yeah.
Just tailored.
But the waist, like, I'm a big boy. They were big on me. But the waist was like a 34 or something like that.
Oh.
I'm like, who wears this?
Yeah.
Fucking
baggy pants. It'll be back. I think baggy pants won't take off for another 12 months, I don't think. But down the track, you know how tracksuit pants were the shit in 2016? Like everyone had, I got my tech fleece tracky pants. Like whatever. Next year, I think, will be baggy pants.
My wardrobe, yeah. I was waiting like in the wings with all my 90s Adidas, like tearaway
pants. Snap pants.
Yeah.
Boosh.
And I was like, oh, it's coming back. Watch this space, and then it never came. Yeah,
gonna keep them for another 10 years now. Dad shoes with baggy jeans, it might work in an ironic way, but I just don't think. Anyway, so we've gone off track and talked about pants, but what I'm trying to think of a shoe trend that I want back this year to wrap this shit up. I think New Balance has got potential for a good year this year.
New Balance problem is that their price point is too high.
Yeah.
Like, they never went away. They just became too expensive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, if it's too expensive, no one's going to buy it.
No.
Like, you can't. Like, I remember when the JPs came out and that was $300. And you're like, fuck, $300.
Yeah.
But now a regular New Balance shoe costs $300.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. I think this year for me, like, probably the old school and Chuck 70s will continue to do well. And classics bubbling away. But there needs to be something.
Did Chucks ever not do well?
No, Chucks always do well. I think, like, it depends on the kind of Chuck. I think Chuck 70s are becoming more popular at the moment.
I think Vans are on their way.
The old school is on its way. I don't know if how the brand is going as a whole, but...
Do they make anything else than old schools and slip-ons?
It's the perfect customer sentiment, Paul. I think that's I think that sums it up without my bias being influential here. I think that just summed it up for me. But
do they make anything? Like, they used to...
Go into Platypus and look at 60 shoes on a wall. They do make other things, but everyone buys the old school.
Yeah.
But I think... So,
that's okay, like saying Converse make a whole bunch of other shoes, but really... It's a Chuck Taylor high, Chuck Taylor low, and the one star. Like, you're not selling the other shit very much.
Well, they're the main three, let's be honest. Yeah. I think it's the one star this year, Paul, as Tyler proved last week. But I think...
To be fair, Tyler didn't really bring back the one star. Like, the one star was coming back.
Yeah.
Like, they had the neighborhood collab, and they had you know, that clop thing that I thought nobody was going to buy.
And sold out.
Yeah, and people were like, the kids lined up like days before. I was like, what?
Yeah. It's good for the brand. It's good for Converse. I think the one star is interesting. I think it'll have a big next couple of months, which is good. But yeah, I think we'll look back at 2018 and say it's the year of Air Max. I think that's what this year's set up to be. And that's no insider information. I look at the mashups. I look at Vapor Max. I look at, you know, I look
is
at some
the
of the
React part of the Air Max family.
No, it's a foam.
Oh, I think the React will be the shoe.
I think that'll be the shoe of the year. But I think Air Max are going to have a big moment. I think there's going to be a few surprises people get really excited about.
I think the big things this year is going to be one Virgil Abloh's 10 again.
Again. Well, but aren't they doing like just bits and pieces? I don't think it's one. I don't think it's a 10 again. I think it's 1, 1, 1.
No, apparently it's going to be.
It's going to be a 10? Yeah. Okay.
And then... Jeremy Lorenzo's Fear of God Nike collection
thing. Yeah, that's going to be monstrous.
Yeah.
Are you excited? I'm not really excited about that. He just did the Vans.
Oh, the Fear of God Vans? Like, I was in Japan when they were coming out. And yeah, I could have got them. And I just like...
I don't understand. And granted, this is probably partially my fault. I don't get Fear of God. I just don't get it.
It's because I've never seen a shop that sells it.
Yeah, I just don't get it. But apparently he signed a good deal with Nike, so...
Yeah. To be honest, I'm not really about shoes this year. I just want to see what the Supreme Rolex is going to be about.
It's the one thing Paul's got his hustle on for. One thing.
Yeah, I just want a Supreme Rolex.
Do you have a Connect for that?
No.
Oh, you don't have a watch Connect, Paul?
No.
I know you got plenty, but...
Yeah, but it's Supreme. It's not really a watch Connect,
right?
Yeah,
you need a Supreme Connect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's coming out of Rolex, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
But if it's coming out at...
Surely it drops at Rolex.
I don't think it will.
No? You reckon it'll go straight exclusive to... Supreme doors?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, because if it drops out of Rolex...
But they opened a Louis V Supreme store down here even, you know what I mean? Like, maybe there is a way.
Oh, if they do that, I'm in. I've won that debate. Like, that's going to be fine.
Paul has a pair. Oh, piece coming. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I was thinking about flying there just to buy that
stupid
watch. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I know you love your watches. All right. Well, we'll wrap it up there. Thanks for coming around again, Paulie. Like always, if any of you guys have suggestions for topics, please use the hashtag SecureDPodcast on Twitter or Instagram. No one looks at Facebook pages anymore, let's be honest. And the new algorithm on Instagram is making things challenging too, but we'll find it. So thank you again.
Has anyone given us any, like...
I'll be honest, Paula. I say that and I forgot to look.
Yeah, I don't think I looked.
I'll definitely look this month though.
But how do they do that? How do they use the hashtag on Instagram to like...
You can search for hashtags on Instagram just
like
you can on Twitter.
Yeah, but where's the question going to be?
Maybe it's in one of my comments on a post or something.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. Get it on Twitter.
Can I also say, like, you keep calling this the Security Podcast, but I'm here every fucking time.
Yeah,
like,
you've done almost many the Security...
This is bullshit,
yeah,
man.
Well, to be honest, it's always the Joe Rogan podcast. It's not the Joe Rogan and Tom Segura podcast. Yeah. It's not the Joe Rogan and, like, Bert podcast. It's the Joe Rogan podcast, Paul.
They at least went SVP and Rosillo. Like.
You get a shout-out on all the graphics every episode. It says, with Paul Newman. You don't get 50%. This isn't a marriage, Paul.